half.
Yeah, but I think that's been the story of the season. You know, the amount of chances we've created and missed, and the soft goals we give away. I think that combination's been crucial so far this season for us. You say some fantastic saves, okay, you can accept that at times, but we've had really bad misses. And every mistake or error we seem to make, we're getting punished at this moment in time. So it's a difficult day, obviously. You know, it's really difficult. You can't ask for any more effort for the boys. I know it's a lot, when you're not winning games, you end up a little bit nervous and you rush things and you make rash choices. But that's when you've got to stay that little bit composed. And it's easy to say. It's easy to say. You know, it's the opposite when you're playing whatever so well. The things you don't even think about, you know, become natural. But you take that extra touch or you make that extra wrong choice because you're taking that extra touch, and that just seems to be the way it is at this moment in time, unfortunately. And as I say, every time we make an error, we seem to be punished, and every chance we create, we seem to miss at this moment in time, you know.
And you're only four games in, do you just have to tell the boys to stay calm at this stage?
Listen, I know what football is like, you know. You have to win games of football. I've always said for day one, we're here to win games of football, you know. That's the nature of the beast. You know, I can't ask for any more, as I say. Yeah, the boys' commitment on the training field and everything's fantastic. I know it's completely different coming on a football pitch. You know, when you take that extra touch or you've made that mistake and then the team get a little bit edgy. I understand that 100%, you know. So I've been there myself many, many times, you know. You're going through tough times and it's when you're digging in. And as I've said to the year, these times are the ones that either make you or break you in the respect of that. You know, you've got to stand tough. It's no easy, but you've got to remember these moments and use them as a motivation, really, in this respect to that, to try and think, I never want to feel it the way we're feeling just now. You know, it's been four games of torture, really, you know, in the respect of how we feel after the games, you know. So, Morton game was okay for a period, but the other league performances have been far short of that. We've created chances in every game, but I cannot think a goal that's been scored against us, it's been a good goal, you know. It's either been an individual error or a team error, you know, and as I say, that's the thing that seems to be killing us at this moment in time.
Did you see enough out there today to be confident that you can turn this quickly?
Well, I think, listen, I look at the group of players I have and I think I've no argument with that, you know. As I say, I've said that for day one. I know I've got players who are very, very capable of playing in this league. There is absolutely no doubt of that. I know I've got a squad capable of that. Okay, in the last few weeks, we've had a couple of issues, like everyone else has. So you're trying to still get that fitness and bring them in when you've got 2 days and whatever, and it's no easy. It's no easy, but it's no easy for anyone. But it's not easy when particularly when you're not having good results. You know, it's a lot easier when you're winning games. You know, when people come back in and they're fit, you're just coming into that environment where you're going to try and win a game and get that result that what everybody's so desperate for. You know, I know how difficult that's been because I've been there myself, as I say, many, many times. You know, so I've got to take it on the chin today. We've got to take it on the chin. But as I say, effort-wise, commitment-wise, quality at times, I thought we could attain more care in certain areas and we'd have created better opportunities. But yet again, as I say, individual mistakes are costing us dearly.
You made four changes today. You must have felt that would have made a difference to the team.
Yes, as I say, some guys find themselves out of the team, not necessarily because they've been doing poorly, and I said that throughout. I just need certain things in certain games. You know, when you try and change up a little bit, and I've worked with the boys, and as I said, they've obviously had situations the last couple of weeks, you know, so which obviously you don't want to speak about, but they've had individuals that's not been in and whatever, so we understand that 100%, but we can't make excuses for losing games, you know. I mean, the bottom line is we're losing games of football, and no matter what you do, that's what you're paid to do. Me as a manager, I'm paid to win games of football, you know, not to make excuses, you know, and it's hard at this, very, very, very difficult at this moment in time, because that's what you want to do, is win games of football and feel fantastic. As I say, after a game of football, unfortunately, you're feeling the complete opposite at this moment in time.
It must be becoming increasingly difficult to lift the team.
No, that's the funny thing, because as I say, they're a really good group of boys, you know, and they're a good age, because there's a good split in them, you know. It's not as if you, and I think maybe sometimes that's when your senior ones, you know, they're looking after the younger ones, or got to look after the younger ones, because some of them have been through that before. Some of the young ones have never played in front of crowds before this season, you know, so that's a completely different thing for them as well, you know. People talk about it lightly, but it's not, it's fact, you know, because they've either came for youth football or under 23, where nobody's at the game. All of a sudden the supporters are back, which is fantastic, you know, but it's when you make an error, it sounds completely different, you know, because you've not got a crowd in, you think, oh, well, I'll take the ball again, but the next time you may be a wee bit more tentative because of support in. So it's all of these things, you never know that. How are you going to judge that? People say, what's it like to play in front of big crowds? And that's what I said. I don't know, because you've got to go out there and actually take part in it at first. Some guys respond to it fantastically well, and some other guys maybe not so good, you know. So we know there's certain reasons for it, of course, but at the end of the day, the bottom line is we can't make excuses. We've just made far too many mistakes, and it's killing us, and we've not taken enough of the chances we've had. Because every game we've had, I think we've had four or five great chances in every single game, you know, so I can't complain about that. But at the end of the day, that makes you a wee bit more tender when you keep conceding goals. And that, understand what I'm saying, you know, I'm not blaming the defenders, because if you see today, there was a positional thing that happened with the very first goal, just because someone was out of position, which we knew would happen with the change of the switch of the kick out, and it cost us, because all one tries to make up for them, and then it just becomes a snowball effect and the ball gets in at the back post. So that's, as I say, how deciphered on the blackboard, it's perfect. It's perfect, it's sat there, you've done it. But you know, in the game, if you split off for that split second and someone sees it as a possibility, you could get punished. And as I say, unfortunately, at this moment in time, that's what we seem to be doing. Every error or wrong judgment we make, we're getting punished for it. And listen, we've put ourselves in positions like that before, you know, in the respect of that. So I'm no, teams are not even forcing us into mistakes, and we're conceding from them. You know, we're tying ourselves up in knots, we're just not doing the simple thing. And I know that's what it's like when you're not winning games, I understand that. But the only way you're going to get out it is winning games, getting that confidence back. It'd be fantastic if you can give somebody a bag of confidence. You know, unfortunately, that doesn't happen. The way you can get that is winning games of football, and that's the only way you can build that back. As I say, during the week in training, you don't see these wee incidences. You know, you don't see them. So, obviously, match day is completely different because there's a different, slightly different pressure on, obviously. So, it's who handles that the best. And at this moment in time, it's not going well for us, that's for sure. And it's a sore, and it's hard, and it's very, very difficult to take. But you've just got to rub yourself down and prepare properly, you know. And I say that to the boys. The only thing you can take for these moments is how badly you feel. You know, that's the only thing you can take from, because at the end of it, it doesn't matter. People say, oh, you've done this well, you've done that, you've created chances, you've lost another game at football. So we know the consequences of that. So I've respect that 100%. I respect the game, and I know that's the game of football. It's about winning. Okay, guys, no problem. Pleasure.